Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, as well as our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget that to everybody working on the Third Watch, we want to thank them to keep America rolling along. And let's also not forget about the truckers out there, the men and women in the big rigs out there getting the job done all across America either. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain Matt Bruce, number one. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Afghanistan is a mess, and yesterday we heard from retired U.S. Army General Jeffrey Schlosser, who had been one of the previous commanders in Afghanistan, saying that Americans should be proud of their military service and sacrifice there. But that's where it stopped, because then he said the Taliban will soon take a victory lap in that country as they take complete control of the country. And I have to agree with him based on what I saw. When I saw those tanks and that MRAP and those Humvees with the Taliban in them driving down the street headed to the Bagram Air Base.
General Schlosser has been on my show several times. And, you know, you and I, too, have also spoken about, I'm the one that said we should not be leaving. And we have seen Afghan forces that have essentially defected, and they've turned themselves over to the Taliban, in with their weapons, with their body armor and everything on. So, not only that, you've got others that are escaping to other countries. yeah, it's a disaster now. Biden was asked a couple days ago, day before yesterday, I think, if he trusts the Taliban. And he says to the reporter, who I think was a ABC reporter, does he trust the Taliban? And, of course, he goes, what do you think? Is this a trick question here or is this a joke?
Says, what are you kidding?
Well, but here's the interesting situation. Here we've been in negotiations with the Taliban going all the way back to the Obama administration when we gave them and paid for the diplomatic embassy, if you will, in Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my next prediction. I mean, because Biden comes out and says, well, the Afghan forces are well-equipped, they're well-trained, they're well blah, 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 blah. and that they can take on the Taliban. Well, obviously, that's not the case. So what's going to happen is Afghanistan is going to look exactly like Syria. You're going to have people that, you know, love America, Afghans that love America and enjoy the freedoms and that they once had and, you know, all those kinds of things that were created by the United States, they're going to start fleeing. So now you're going to have another migrant crisis in the Middle East, and Afghanistan's going to begin to look just like Syria.
Well, we're going to be right back there again 4 or 5 years from now, if even that long, and we're going to be dropping bombs and firing missiles at different targets, I have no doubt in my mind. How about you?
That's pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Yep. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. You know, when you look at all this, and God bless our military men and women and the blood and the tears and the sweat that they've given up, the people that have lost loved ones there, number of my friends, Gold Star parents, you know, they're just looking and just shaking their heads. And I had a conversation with a Gold Star dad the other day, and he's just shaking his head. He says, what was this all about? He says, would somebody tell me? And I says, I don't think we can.
Well, look, you know, I will say this. Going into Afghanistan in late 2001 was exactly the right thing to do.
Sure.
As the years wore on, what was beginning to happen here is we were looking for alternatives as kind of an exit strategy. And that really became what is air quote nation building, you know, showing the Afghans and the government there, you know, what how to begin to modernize their country.
Right.
I don't know that that was really the wrong thing to do either. But we have not been in hostilities, military hostilities, in years and years.
Mm-hmm.
So for Biden to come out and say, do you want to send more of our sons and daughters over there, you know, and, well, it's kind of like, well, you got some over in South Korea, you've got people in Germany. I mean, we've got people all over the world.
And then he paged the hard charging generals out of the picture, too. Obama started it. But anyway, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you. And this portion of the program, my segment with Denise Simon, is sponsored by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You know, you heard me talking about this, and our children are our future. And we got to start them out young, teaching them about American history, because education of our youth has always been critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were being presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number 3, Tuggy and his bride are settled along the Mason-Dixie line with their twin daughters. And then it goes on to talk about Tuggy's family and friends as they move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in the country's greatest conflicts. So visit the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, that's TuggyThePatriotPup.com, for your children and grandchildren, and take advantage of something that will teach them at an early age about American history. Remember, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and it's available locally at the Coastal Market number 607 on the Clearwater Largo Road. That's Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. It's also published in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Hello.
Now, the situation in Haiti, we talked about it last hour. We've got, what, two Americans and 17 other people?
Well, they're not American-Americans, okay? Let's kind of straighten that one out. They have a split citizenship. But the rest of them appear to be part of what is known as Colombian's diplomatic security forces, former. So they were trained. And they did, they went in to do what they were assigned to do, but they didn't have a very good exit strategy.
So, yeah.
Several of them, there, I think, four dead. I don't forget what the number is. I'm going to get it wrong. And several have been arrested.
And there's seven or eight missing, right? Or they're looking for them or something?
Well, yeah. They're not necessarily what I'd say missing, but they're part of the plot. So, they're looking for them.
Well, a couple of callers, well, one anyway, was concerned that the military, they'd asked for us to send our military in there, and they're right in our hemisphere. We need to do that. We need to take care of that. And we did do that once before, and I'm trying to remember, was it the hurricane that struck there, and that's why we sent the military in, or was it something different?
I don't remember the timing and dates on that one, but we have sent members of the Bravo and Charlie Company and two ODAs. We've already dispatched them to Haiti.
Okay, because we were told initially that they weren't going to send them, but that's good.
I mean, do you believe anything that this administration is telling you?
No, hell no. No.
Okay. All right. But no. Yes, we've already sent. We've got about 100 people there right now.
Okay, very good. Now, it's utterly unacceptable, so says the judge, in a D.C. case involving a January 6th Capitol defendant talking about his access to the evidence against him. Judge opened up yesterday and just blasted the prosecution.
You lost me. Where are you on this?
A judge blasted the D.C. jail for not allowing a January 6th Capitol defendant access to evidence in his courtroom yesterday. He called it utterly unacceptable.
Well, it is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of surprised that a D.C. judge, knowing D.C., would even come out with that. I don't know how many people that went to the January 6th thing are sitting in a D.C. jail right now. But I also know that there are some that are virtually in solitary confinement and only get out an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even charged yet, Captain.
Yeah.
We don't know what to charge them with.
Yeah. I think it's disrupting
There are no charges.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they're holding them under the Patriot Act, I think.
They're not holding them under anything. They're just holding them.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that works out, because I'm sure it's all going to come to a head soon. All right, let's talk about little Dr. Fauci, because he's in the news again, thanks to Judicial Watch. Newly surfaced emails show connections between the U.S. Health Agency, headed by little Dr. Fauci, Eco Health Alliance, and Chinese scientists. Now, the recently exposed documents also show that researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were scrambling to find disinfectant and asked the National Institute of Health to help them find that. Couldn't find none in China.
Yeah, right. And we're talking about, a highly rated laboratory that should have disinfectant all, stacked up like, water bottles.
Right.
The other thing that's a little bit disturbing is not only was the National Institute of Health providing money to EcoHealth, but they kind of went through a back door, and now we also have the Department of Defense that also funded the Wuhan laboratory.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, to be continued, I guess, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, we're kind of funding our own demise here, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Now, Miami yesterday, Surfside, the death toll and the collapse of the condo there is now up to 79. A number the mayor called heartbreaking and staggering as recovery workers now work for the 16th day. They vowed to stay there until the last bit of earth is uncovered. 62 people still remain uncounted for. And the way they're discovering these bodies now is they lift an entire floor up, an entire slab floor, the way it came down, and then they find them floor by floor by floor. And that's how they've been finding 10 to 15 a day here lately.
Well, two things on this one. Governor DeSantis signed an executive order yesterday that every owner, property owner of that building will not have to pay their property taxes this year.
Okay.
So he was giving them that relief, which was a very good thing to do.
Yeah.
The second thing is, this might sound a little on the crazy side, but they actually found a cat.
Oh, I heard that. I heard that. Yep, on the ninth floor. The cat lived on the ninth floor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they found a cat.
They found a cat. I mean, crazy.
Yeah. Well,
but now there's. I looked at a lot of news reports yesterday saying that DeSantis split with Trump. He didn't even bother to go over to Sarasota. Blah 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 blah. Well, look, that's just a false statement because DeSantis had called Trump and said, hey, you know, this is really on my plate here, and I this is where I need to be.
Exactly.
Can't be doing a happy rally.
Plus, we had the storm bearing down on us.
Yeah, so, including some conservative outlets that,
I heard
DeSantis is split with Trump, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I heard him, yep. Now, the CDC has updated their mask guidelines for K-12 schools. California says, they will all wear masks when they come back in the fall. And, of course, they've now strongly recommended vaccinations for children, too.
Governor Governor Newsom.
Yep.
Strikes again. Now, I don't think you can mandate anybody to have an injection for something that has not been proof. It's still experimental.
I believe you're right on that one. I believe you're right. We're going to find out because it's going to court. All right. I will talk to you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the weather. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes and sign up for her daily sit reps that she sends out. I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News Report.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials say that when schools begin, vaccinated teachers and students don't need to wear masks inside school buildings. Aaron Sauber, Schatz of the CDC.
We've done a reevaluation of the science, and the science has showed us that we know what works to help keep schools safe and open. So anyone who's fully vaccinated, they can they don't need to mask indoors. They don't need to physical distance.
The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is facing a wave of backlash after offering up what is described as ironic humor about fears surrounding children and the gay agenda. The backlash came after the chorus posted a video in which members sang about indoctrinating children into being more concerned about fairness and justice. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, found online at NAA.edu. We'll tell you about their two campuses and we'll give you their phone number right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for you regular listeners, you know that what I'm going to tell you is the way that it should be done if you want to find out more about National Aviation Academy. But for the new listeners that are interested in a career, not just an adventure, but a career that will pay you a lot of money, give you a lot of benefits, and turn your life upside down, backwards, and right where it should be, in a positive direction, then you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. First of all, they're online, NAA.edu. They also have a phone number, 800-659-2080. Now, they have two campuses that you can visit and take a tour of. One in Clearwater, Florida, here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. And another one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. You should give them a call at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one you want. The one in Florida, the one in Massachusetts. You will find out for sure exactly the way things are. You get a chance to talk to a student or two, get a chance to talk to an instructor or two, and get a chance to talk to the money people and find out what it's like to apply for your student loan, which you can do right then and there if you want to. But, of course, they also have a veteran specialist there, too, because anybody that's post-9/11, in terms of their benefits, is more than likely going to be able to get everything paid for, and some of you that are pre-9/11, if you haven't used your educational benefit, you still may be able to have a lot of that taken care of there, too. But they'll be able to give you the answers. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass. Take your pick. Now, Joe Biden has defended the Afghanistan pullout. Meanwhile, the Taliban are gaining ground. Lots of ground. They're going to be in charge of Afghanistan, lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk soon. Now, we also know, not to be outdone, Iraq is acting up as well. Rockets landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad on Thursday, causing damage in the area. Earlier in the week, there had been a couple of servicemen that had been injured by rocket fire. And almost every day in Iraq now, we're being fired upon wherever we're at by the forces within, some of who we believe are the Iranian proxies that are there. Now, locals in the nation, known as Swaziland until 2018, started protesting in late June after the king banned petitions calling for the Democrats' reform. Now, Marines have deployed to the Southern African nation amidst the pro-democracy protests. We'll see how all that plays out as they're there to beef up our embassy staff there. Now, we also may be aware of the final Purple Heart to be awarded for the war in Afghanistan. It'll be a Navy corpsman who, February 21st, 2010, got himself in a situation where he was treating individuals when the Taliban attacked from three different sides. And he was wounded in the process, but continued to do his work and save the soldiers that were with him. Now, the Department of Veterans Affairs is being sued by two different veterans groups for failing to provide data on racial disparities in disability compensation benefits and health care services, according to a joint statement from the plaintiffs. Now, I don't know where this is going to go, but these were black veterans that have sued the VA for racial disparity, they're calling it. Now, it should be mentioned that the U.S. began the Afghanistan war with unrealistic expectations. We went there following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. If you remember right, the Special Forces team that went in, who happened to be from my backyard, St. Petersburg, who happened to run Horse Soldiers Bourbon, that's their distillery that they have in St. Petersburg, Florida. They made a movie about them. They were the ones that initially took on the Taliban and did a lot of damage before we got all our troops on the ground there. By the way, that's a hell of a movie if you want to watch it. By the way, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that most of the British troops have left Afghanistan. They pulled out before the Americans did. And as a teenager, in Kabul, Afghanistan. Saeed loved to watch American movies, mostly love stories. Now, the Afghan interpreter is waiting for his visa to come to the United States as the U.S. withdraws. He's hoping he'll be able to get out before the Taliban come to his door and knock on it looking for him. Now, Afghanistan will get an injection of contractor support and planes for its beleaguered Air Force. That means that mercenaries will be flying their aircraft doing air support. Probably Eric Prince's outfit, I'm guessing. And the Pentagon said it was deeply concerned about a series of attacks that's been ongoing on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria in recent days. If it hasn't been Iraq, it's been Syria every other day. Also, as the Air Force and Navy and Marine Corps and their F-35 operations reach their peak coming up in 2036, it'll be exponentially difficult for the services to afford sustaining the F-35, so says the Government Accountability Office. Now, you probably heard about the storm, Elsa, that went up the East Coast. Well, it struck the Naval Submarine Base in Kings Bay, Georgia, and about 10 people were injured when a tornado touched down there, and one person was killed, too, in the process. Now, that's a bad situation right there. I've been to Kings Island, and, of course, it juts out in the ocean a little bit. That's all it took. By the way, Air Force, how about this one? High retention is still limiting the number of airmen eligible for reenlistment bonuses, and enlisted airmen can earn up to, you ready for this, $360,000 in retention bonuses in selected fields. Check with your commander to find out what they are. Also, a $7 million settlement in a Kansas VA hospital sex abuse case. That happened yesterday. And Cyber Command, the top lawyer for the U.S. Cyber Command, is calling for the United States to push back against the transnational criminal hackers with multiple cyber operations. He's saying, hey, man, let's go after these dudes. They're going after us. Let's go after them. Okay, we'll see what happens. All right, coming back with the final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. By the way, don't forget, check out my friends at Everglades Equipment Group. One of their stores is near you here in the great state of Florida. Everglades Equipment Group. Tell them the captain sent you. I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America. You folks here in the local station, my flagship station, will hear her tonight at 7 p.m. That's BrookeTalksAmerica.com for her website. Now, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan, and it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, and all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, it's amazing to me how Moss Nissan just can constantly not be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. They will not be beat by another dealer's price. They will meet the price if you can prove that that's what the dealers are going to get. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Remember, clean trade-ins are now commanding a great resale price up to 30% higher than what they were a couple months ago. So you can upgrade your ride now and have some extra money in your pocket. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and while you're there, test drive the hottest SUV in the market, the new Rogue. It's totally redesigned, got more room in it. Matter of fact, it's as big as the Murano, in my opinion. But don't forget the Moss You Serve, You Save program either. Active military, veterans, first responders, church pastors all get taken great care of. And Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa will do the job for you. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick here. We got Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get
move down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Did you watch Kamala Harris's speech? Of course you did. Okay, why would you waste time wasting time? You know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, okay, it has no difference. You're an American. Okay, now most 99% most of us love America unless you're a Democrat. You have to hate America. That's their game plan. You have to hate this. You have to hate that. That you never see Joe Biden lift up the country. You never see Joe Biden talk about the American spirit because he doesn't. Their whole mantra is hate the cops, hate the military, hate you. You got to berate your tag. No, Joe, you're stupid. Your plans are stupid. Okay, if my brother was president, I'd knock his teeth out because your plans are ridiculous. Okay. They're bad business. They're bad business, okay? The Trump tax cuts were amazing. The Trump economy was amazing. Blacks had the lowest unemployment ever, okay? And that was, but you want to go and do your own thing because you're an idiot, okay? And your White House is an idiot. And nobody's standing up. Remember, the Republicans used to have a conservative come out and make this and stand up for the Republicans and make a speech. Let me say something. Let me cut to the chase. The Democrats are a disaster. The Republicans are no better, and you better stand up. The 78 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump need to stand up and take the country back. And Donald, you need to toughen up and have a presser every single day at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock telling the American people the disaster that this White House is. Let's stand up for the country and stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Get to work, peace.
All right, Tom Tampa, appreciate him, and he stuck to the 60 seconds, so that works it. All right, and to our friend up in Maine, yep, you love the weather up there. That's good. Maine's a nice little place to be. But in the wintertime, I've been up there. I've been up there so many times. I'll just tell you what. No, thank you. No, thank you. I used to go up there to Presque Isle and to Caribou, Maine, up in there to haul stuff for I think it was McCain's was what it was called, McCain's up there. And, boy, the weather was just miserable. I mean, it would be freaking freezing cold up there. And, of course, my blood had gotten thin at that time, and it was like, I don't think I'm going to be going up here any more often than what I have to. But if I went to Boston, that's where I usually wind up having to go to. But, anyway, it is what it is. By the way, Todd mentioned the economy. Economic confidence fell to 108.9 in this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index, down nearly 10 points from June, the second consecutive monthly decline. Simply put, Biden's economy is and his practices that he's put in place are not working. The price of oil, the price of gasoline have jumped way up. And by the way, let me tell you right now where we're at with it comes to oil, because this is where the rubber meets the road. Now, the Iranians are driving the talk when it comes to oil. They want $100 a barrel. Right now, futures are at $85 a barrel. Futures right now, $85 a barrel. Crude oil is at $74.56, West Texas crude, and Brent crude is at $75.55. Now, gasoline, the wholesale price coming out of the refinery, is one cent short of the highest level it's been in 10 years. One more penny, and it'll be where it was 10 years ago, the wholesale price. Diesel is at $2.16 a gallon, but it's not being sold for that 13 cent cheaper a gallon price. It's being sold for more money, and it costs less to produce. Go figure. And then, of course, the truckers have to pay tax on top of a tax for that, and that never made sense anyway. But oil has gone up. As a result of that, it controls the price of everything else. We all know that. Rents keep climbing. Used cars are now up to 30% higher than what they were 3-4 months ago. Electric rates have gone up. The cost of goods and services, freight's gone up. Anything to go anywhere from point A to B, there's more money for freight. And the inflation debate rolls on and on and on. And then you got banks like Wells Fargo that are confirming that they're shutting down their personal lines of credit. You're not going to get it anymore with the bank cards. You're going to go credit card, and you get so much to do and
that is what it is. They're changing things around. Other banks are doing that too, I might add. So it's not just them. But that's where the economy's at. And we can do better. We can really do better. We can't raise the taxes. We got to leave the Trump tax cuts alone. We need business to continue to do good, not bad. And it's going to take a concerted effort with everybody, not just the Republicans, but the Democrats too, to keep things the way they are so that we don't go totally in the toilet and owe money to everybody and their uncle, which we're getting close to doing. Now, did you hear what Kamala said yesterday? Kamala says that voter ID is going to hurt people with no Office Max nearby. Wow! Well, if you don't have an Office Max, voter ID isn't going to work. Wow. Holy smokes. What a moron to say something like that. And by the way, as gas prices spike, Hollywood and some of the celebrities out there want Joe Biden to shut down more pipelines because they want to go electric. We need to go electric, and the way to do it is to shut down all the pipelines. Yeah, sure. You first. And by the way, have you tried to, have you looked at the price of an electric car? They're not cheap. They're not cheap. And has somebody figured out how to get an electric car that will go from here to Atlanta, let's say, without having to stop and recharge it? I don't think so. I don't think so. So therefore, why would you want an electric car unless you were driving around locally? You wouldn't, right? You wouldn't. Okay, let's see here. From Maine. Thanks, Captain. I love the snow and ice. Had to fire the wood stove earlier. I got trees. I got chainsaw. I got keeping warm. Don't need AC. We'll hear you Monday, brother. Take care, Ben. Okay, Ben. Well, thanks very much for the heads up and all that. We appreciate you chatting with us during the course of the evening, as you've been doing here on the program all night long. And other people have been in the chat room. And good morning. Good morning, George, the Godfather. Good morning, Al. And, Al, I'll tell you what. The mainstream media just isn't cutting it. They're done. And they're getting worse. They're getting desperate now. They got to make up more stories to try to make themselves feel relevant. All right. I'll be back on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless America. Stay safe.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.